You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
I'm surprised there's not a specific name for, like, the genre of dysfunctional family comes together for a death slash holiday slash wedding, and everybody reaches some level of, like, zen at the end. You know, because this is just another one of those.
I think this is close. Hollers. That's pretty close. People are just hollering at each other the entire time and just being obnoxious.
We'll
and
coined the term that now those songs are called hollers.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, okay. There we go. It's a new subgenre.
Because, yeah, once again, this film, Hollers, is no exception. Directed by John Krasinski, who also is the star, playing largely Jim from The Office.
He's playing the handsome character in the movie. Who knew? Wait, what a stretch for John.
I feel like
the charming, handsome guy.
Troubled high school. He was a big nerd, and now he's like Corey Coleman.
No. Oh, now he's like, now I'm capitalizing on my handsomeness.
He's popular jock in high school, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, BJ Novak from The Office. They went to high school together.
Wow.
And like, oh, he got all the girls, and he...
Oh, well, fuck him! No, you don't get to... No, stop, no.
Now he gets to carry it on to the
life. Well, this film, which is, like we said, all too typical of this genre, almost like if there was a cliche tree of hollers, it would have hit every branch on the way down.
Yes, it would have.
But this is getting a wider release because of the extremely talented and normally very funny cast that they've got.
True. Yeah. A lot of talented people.
Accompanying Krasinski is, you got Sholto Copley, Jonathan Jenkins, Kendrick, the amazing Margot Martindale.
Yes. She's like, man, yeah, she should be in more stuff.
Yeah, well, she's just, I mean, Justified season 2.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's so good. The story here, like I said, sort of follows Krasinski, who plays John Holler. He's trying to be a graphic novelist, which is barely touched upon in New York City. He's his girlfriend is played by Anna Kendrick, who is 9 months pregnant and ready to pop, when he finds out that his mom, Margot Martindale, has a brain tumor, a large one.
Size of a softball,
as we're talking about. And is going to require surgery in the hospital. So he has to go back to the hometown and deal with his family, which are all kind of broken. Richard Jenkins plays his dad, who runs some kind of business.
I don't think we're ever told
what was it?
Yeah. Oh, geez, I completely missed that. Now
the sign says up front.
Now I might have been drinking a little bit, so I might have missed some things. But I'm like, I'll assume that his business is not doing so well.
Yeah, something about
something's not working. He's going bankrupt. Yada yada yada.
Not working. In fact, it's not working. So he actually fired his other son. Played by Charlie Day, who worked under him.
Sholto Copley.
I'm sorry, Sholto. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Sholto Copley.
The ugly brother.
So Sholto and his dad are kind of fighting about that, and it was like, and because he said, I looked at the books, Dad, we're about to go bankrupt, and it's like, oh, well, fuck you, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he lives in their house, rent-free, and it's kind of like...
Oh, dysfunctional. Oh, it's crazy.
And, you know, he's even more dysfunctional because he's separated from his wife.
Hot wife.
Two kids. Hot wife.
Yeah.
Who's hooked up with the local youth pastor now. Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
Yeah, Josh
nice
Groban, guy. Of all people.
And, but, you know, he's, like, literally stalking her. He's, like, stopping outside her house and looking in through the windows with binoculars.
Yeah, not great.
He's
Don't
fucked
do that.
Up like a cartoon character fucked up.
He was... I wish he kind of went that, like, extra thing where he was, like, his character from Hardcore Henry. Where he was just completely fucking crazy, and just like, that's what I want. It's like, at least to make the movie somewhat interesting, just go for it. Do something completely different. Defy my expectations.
The calmest I've ever actually seen.
I know, he was like, kind of normal, but not.
Yeah.
It's like, this. I mean, it is the most subdued he's ever been, I think I've ever seen him in
Which
a film.
Even so, playing a guy that at points is so stupid, you're like, how do you remember to breathe?
That's the
like,
thing.
Yeah, that's where it's you're out of a film that's trying to say these are all real people.
Yeah, and then...
And you know, I mean, like, there are films that have done that really well. Like, I thought Garden State, and God damn it, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I hate that movie. Sorry, Garden State's a really good movie.
It's a good movie.
It does that super well. A balancing comedy that doesn't seem unrealistic. It doesn't make the characters seem implausible.
Yes.
They still seem it's real right. and mix of dramedy. But this, every time it tries to do comedy, it suddenly becomes the sitcom, the Office, or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You're like, why is this happening?
Those don't mix well.
With these characters.
It's such an awkward, every comedic beat in this film, for me, it was just like so awkward. Mm-hmm. So it just did not register.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's all over the place. That's the problem.
There are moments that made me laugh, but then you're like, but it doesn't make sense with these characters to be doing this.
Yeah, especially when they set it up initially, too. Yeah, it's like...
Almost everything with Sholto Copley in the first two-thirds of this film is like that. Where you're like, he's just playing this kind of cartoon character, which even so, Sholto in the roles he usually plays, by comparison. But still. And as this went along, I kept going, you know what? This film is about... men who are very, like, who don't know how to function without the woman in their lives.
Yeah, I guess
reaching
so.
Reaching the point in their lives where they realize that they feel really pathetic and useless, and trying to find a way to go on.
Listen.
This is how all three of the major male, four, if you count Charlie Day, who is this loser from high school,
yeah.
who's now dating,
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Mary Elizabeth
Winstead. Who is fucking,
John Krasinski's ex-girlfriend from high school. A whole subplot that goes nowhere and
but
serves
so many of these
no purpose.
Everything was so, like, fast-paced and rushed in here. I just wanted to, you know, spend time with these characters, but it was like, no, gotta do the next setup, the next joke.
Absolutely. Although the part with Mary Elizabeth Winstead is rushed, like, she's in a movie for, like, 5 minutes. It's an excellent 5 minutes because... because
it's Mary Elizabeth.
She...
yeah.
Every time I see her, it's like, you are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It, like, every time I see her, like, Ten Cloverfield Lane, beautiful. Here, it's like, they got her in this, like, white tank top, but she has, like, a black bra and a little black breast. Like, come on, it's like, man, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, she's always so hot.
Yeah. And she's, she's absolutely talented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like she's only in here because Krasinski wanted
to put
a check off on his list of hot actresses I've made out with. Although it's not technically what happened. It's another one of those really out of a sitcom sequences where he goes to have dinner with them. And like even when he first meets Charlie Day, he's like, so he's being just a dick from the get-go. He's like, I'm with her.
He's playing Charlie from Always Sunny Philadelphia. He's playing his character.
And I was like, actually called you out here because she told me to invite you to dinner. And the moment he turns his back, she throws herself at him.
It's just convention. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, there's no reason for her to exist in the movie whatsoever.
No, she really serves no purpose except to underline that John Krasinski is
not ready for this.
Listen, we know you're handsome, John. God damn
it. You have impregnated Anna Kendrick. You won.
Yeah.
You won.
And she's incredibly wealthy, as we learn in the film. It's like, why are you depressed? Because your graphic novels, you're rich. You won. Stop it. Yes.
Everything about you.
Fucking white people. God damn it.
I know. You should have been called white people. Probably.
Yeah. It's like, ugh.
His biggest problem is that she's too rich.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Oh.
Yeah, which isn't even really a problem. They never even really nailed down what the fuck is bugging this guy, other than, God, life didn't really turn out exactly to how I wanted.
My dad didn't love me enough.
Is his deal with, like, whoa, I'm actually in this place now? I actually, you know, how did I get here?
And
I'm not sure I'm, you know...
like he's going to be a father, and that was unexpected, and that kind of thing, but...
it's like, this is maybe going a little too fast for me.
Sure,
like,
okay.
So this progression is going a little bit too fast.
Yeah, except he has fucking millions of dollars to comfort him. Which I'm like, alright.
I'm
so handsome.
I felt sorry for him at all, except that his mother was dying.
Which is...
Margot Martindale playing this role who imbues this character with so much warmth, and she's just so lovely, and she altogether doesn't have that much screen time, but... she feels like the most complete character in the whole
movie. She really does.
Yeah, she does.
And any scene that's with her really works. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah.
Because everybody kind of calms down and just they seem like a real family. Whenever there's moments when it's all everybody is together there, you're like, oh, I'm liking this movie right now. These seem in those moments like real people.
The only laugh I got was from her, actually. It was the Jenny Craig line, which I lost its pounds in the first week.
I guess you could say it's like a trope of dysfunctional families. Like, you kind of ignore whatever the serious problem is, like a medical issue, and you're trying to blame it on something else or whatever. You think it's something else entirely. But I don't mean to be mean, but there was a moment when they... because, you know, she has a brain tumor, right? Yeah. And they shave her head in the film, which I think is in the trailers. But when they shaved her head, I thought, okay, when's she going to go fight Daredevil in Hell's Kitchen? Oh, okay. Sorry. She looks like she went through like the Kingpin. That's not an insult. Well, all right. She's a talented actress. Backtrack, backtrack, backtrack. Yes. Yeah, she looks like Vincent D'Onofrio. I'm sorry.
I'm a sexy Vincent D'Onofrio.
A sexy Vincent D'Onofrio. Absolutely.
Okay. Generally speaking, I'm the person I think of when I think of yes. Margot Martindale is not sexy per se.
She's got personality,
she's got
Chris.
Personality.
She's got gumption.
Yes. I would seriously watch a whole movie about her character in the second season of Justified.
Oh, oh my gosh. God. So good.
Yeah.
I was going to, every time her scene came on, I was like, oh my God. You know,
movie.
What if I liked her before? Like, yeah. Her, you know, like Parisa Tam, she was good in that. Mm. She was good in the Paul Newman movie called Twilight years ago. And, you know, Justified. I think, oh my God.
She elevates everything that she's in. Richard Jenkins feels like he should be better here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he as well is written almost like a
cartoon character. Sure. He's playing like his character from Step Brothers, the kind of father doesn't know what to do, and he's so dysfunctional. He's like, I guess I'm going to slap my son for a little bit, and that's like, isn't that a funny moment? And it's like, not really.
I think he got thrown off a little bit by the comedy, maybe.
Yeah, it's a comedy, yeah. You know? That's the problem.
And it's funny, because I thought none of the comedy worked. Mm. And on top of that, what I thought was awkward, I thought it was painful and all of that, but on top of that, I didn't like any of the characters during the comedic moments.
Not sure.
By contrast, I felt all the dramatic moments really hit home.
I couldn't agree more.
And I liked everyone during the dramatic moments. That scene with Anna Kendrick and John Krasinski when they said, I don't want to fail you. I wouldn't be with you essentially if you were failing me.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, that's real. For me, that's real. And that hit home.
No, I agree. I just felt like it was like we didn't...
A little too late.
We knew so little about that guy. Yeah. And even then, you're like, so why do you feel that way? It seems like you're not doing that bad. I really don't have the tiniest glimpse into this guy's life. And I kind of feel when it happens, it's almost a non sequitur. It's like a moment that would be real with other characters. But for those characters, I was like... Where's the part where this feels resonant and is organic to have it come along? Mm-hmm. I really feel like we've gotten a tiny glimpse in on their life and don't really know what to make of it. It's like it's almost like a collection of things that happened to the writer that he just shoved in here that don't make sense with these people because we just don't have any context for them happening. Like I said, more than anything, it just feels like it's about guys dealing with insecurity as sort of an early midlife crisis type of thing. Maybe that's what Krasinski's going through right now. He's like,
oh, boo, fucking who? Yeah, I know. He was, one of the people.
He doesn't.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
I don't know. We'll go into final thoughts. Frank, why don't you take it there?
I think it worked every step of the way as a drama. I think as a comedy, it was just cringe-inducing and didn't want to look at the screen sometimes. I will give this probably 2 tubs of ice cream out of 10.
Ice cream. By the way, dipping pretzels in ice cream really
I'm going to try that.
That's sacrilege. No, not at all.
Salty sweet. Guys. I mean, the best ice cream in the world is Chubby Hubby from Ben & Jerry's. Have you ever had that?
No, I have not.
Where it's like chocolate. It's pretzels that are covered with chocolate and have peanut butter inside them, and then those are put in the ice cream.
Holy crap.
With like fudge and peanut butter swirls. It's the best. Oh, my God. Mm.
Okay, foodies. So. All right. You know, sensible people, we just like sweet. We think the sweet and savory stuff separate. That's the way they're supposed to be.
Ramen.
This is why the food in Buffalo is terrible.
No, the food in Buffalo. Listen, I could sidetrack and just talk about how good the food in Buffalo is because it fucking is. By the way, because your chicken wings here and your pizza here sucks. Sucks in Texas. Got great barbecue. You got great Mexican food, but everything that is like, you know, I mean, we got it. New York's got it.
If you can't get cooking meat on a grill right, I mean, how are you good at anything, quite frankly?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know, this movie, it's like white people. Stop complaining. You know, it's like, John, you're handsome. You're married to... Yeah, well, I got things to complain about. I'm not John Krasinski.
Ruined my life.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I'd be so sad because of that. But no, listen, it's just... You said that the drama worked for you, but the comedy didn't. To me, the drama didn't work because of the comedy, because it influenced the drama. It's like, how can I take this seriously if you're going to have a joke that doesn't fit the next scene? It doesn't work. Yeah, really the only character that I really connected with is Margot Martindale. She's fantastic. And every time she's on screen, it's like, man, I just want to see a film with her and her life. And even when she's reminiscing, that's like, you know what? She's saying some really beautiful things. And clearly, I think, what, John Krasinski also wrote this? Because he directed, but he also...
No, he didn't write.
He didn't write? Well, my tip my hat to the writer, because those scenes with her, when she's just reminiscing about her life and what she may have wanted to do instead of...
The two of them.
Yes, exactly. Her, between her and John are very good. But then when you fucking... Chateau Copley, man. It's like if you're not, like, doing something completely ridiculous, I can't take you seriously. I don't know. It's like... And then Richard Jenkins, we've seen him in Better. I've seen him in The Visitor, which is fantastic film, which no one has seen, apparently.
He got nominated
for an Oscar, but everyone's forgotten about it. It's like people think of him as, oh, he's the father from Step Brothers. Like, no... See that movie instead. Yeah, Anna Kendrick, you're fine. Okay, good for you.
You're Anna Kendrick, you're good.
You're good. You get a pass. Charlie Day, I love you, man. I love Sunny Philadelphia, but you gotta stop playing the same fucking character in everything I see you in. Yeah.
Let's not forget Randall Park as the Doctor.
I guess so. You're in that too. Yeah. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, keep doing what you're doing. I'll see it. I saw The Thing, and I didn't like that movie, but you were good in it.
Are you telling her to just sit there and look pretty? Is that what you're?
I am not saying. She had the best moment because she was like the girlfriend that you had in high school, maybe in college. She was a little. Crazy, and but she was like a lot of fun, and I kind of identified with that. And like, look, the fact that she's married to Charlie Day, who I can only imagine the nightmare that would be. So I get why she would be trying to, you know, macking on Krasinski, exactly. So yeah, for me, it's just a kind of forgettable mumblecore dramedy. I'd give it 3 out of 10 films I'd rather see Mary Elizabeth Winstead in.
So the thing is, I think that ultimately, especially people who haven't watched as many movies as we have, they're going to go, I didn't think it was bad.
Sure.
A lot of that. I thought it was funny.
My family.
Like, okay, that's because you haven't already seen 5,000 of these these hollers that have
The hollers.
Come out before.
Subgenre.
It's just been done so many times, and so many times so much better than this. And this is really just... hitting every single trope of these, even the drama, when it works, it's because of the quality of the actors involved and the chemistry with each other. It's not because of the writing, because it's all just stolen from better movies. I mean, even the scene you're talking about where Margaret Martindale's flashing back, the most cliched pan.
Oh, yeah, that's like, okay.
I was embarrassed for Krasinski as a director that was the choice he made to go there. I thought for sure they were going to fade into a flashback, and I was going,
I would have liked,
who's going to play young Margaret Martindale?
That would be fun. It just de-age her. They use like the technology they used for Ant-Man.
So you could say it defied my expectations in that one way.
All right.
Set up for a flashback and then it awkwardly pulled out of it.
The budget would have been gone up too much if he did that.
He was attached to it for like 5 years before he signed on as director.
Shit, really?
Yeah, I thought this is the final end product. Like they didn't.
Listen, The Office ended a long time ago, man. They got a.
I'm not sure Krasinski in general makes good choices. With his movies.
No, he hasn't.
I just saying.
Like,
Anyway, yeah, he's going to be Jack Ryan on TV soon, so there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of a desperate move, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, like I said, this is passable, but just barely, and just by the strength of these are all actors we love to watch.
Yeah.
I just wish they were doing something a little different than everything that they always do.
Mm-hmm. Over and over again. Go in, for sure.
I'm going to give this 4 out of 10... I don't know.
Kingpins.
Bud Light.
You and I are not so different.
10 times I went, oh yeah, when Mary Elizabeth Winstead was on.
Oh man, I was right there. I was all about it.
Yeah, that was all there was. Yeah.
Then John Goodman showed up for some reason.
What?
The movie got crazy.
10 Holler Lane.
Yeah. It's a good title. Sequel.